On stage in the William Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus this Wednesday, Marie Chouinard and her dance company celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Rite of Spring with her dramatic staging of the Rite of Spring. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Lafayette celebrates the 100th anniversary of the groundbreaking Paris premiere of Nijinsky's dance The Rite of Spring with Igor Stravinsky's revolutionary music. Just as Nijinsky and Stravinsky both challenged and thrilled their Paris audiences with this unprecedented artistic break, through Quebec choreographer Marie Chouinard will replay the cause célèbre of 1913 Paris with her company's long-overdue Lehigh Valley premiere. Chouinard has been a fixture on world stages for more than two decades. Her pioneering company explores the poetics of the body in immediate, intelligible, and ever-surprising ways and creates compelling imagery on stage that will sustain and demand your attention. This performance will also include another of Chouinard's bold musical explorations in dance, 24 Preludes by Chopin, a vibrant yet solemn work that evokes feelings of passion, introspection, and rebellion. Director of the William Center for the Arts is Ellis Finger.
As we begin our thinking about the dance programs that we would bring to Lafayette College and the William Center for the Arts in 2012-13, kind of hit the important anniversary of the May 29, 1913 premiere of The Rite of Spring, pretty much toppled the cultural world as it had previously existed. And the dance by Nijinsky combined with the radically new music by Igor Stravinsky really scandalized the audience. They were totally unready for what they saw and heard. 100 years later, the dance is pretty much forgotten, but the music is as astonishingly wonderful as ever. Difficult to play then, less difficult now because more younger musicians are used to dealing with the, I think someone said, 400 meter changes that Stravinsky put in the 33-minute work, combining some of the tonal melodies from primitive Russia, pre-modernist Russia, with some of the post-Wagnerian harmonic language that Stravinsky was working with at the time. A stunning piece of work. It was at a time in Paris that there was so much experimentation, collaboration, Picasso doing designs for music that was composed by Millau. This was as much of a breakthrough as Picasso's painting, Les Demoiselles d'Avignon, had been in 1907. Marie Chouinard, choreographer who's based in Montreal, very well thought of for her creations. She's never performed in the Lehigh Valley, and performances in the East Coast of the United States are relatively rare. We invited her to bring her own dance to the Rite of Spring, along with another dance that's really quite wonderful, 24 Preludes, which is set to the piano music of Chopin.
There have been a couple of instances recently with dance performances where they brought back the original dance as it was presented, either the Martha Grahams or other ones. What was it that made the music stay fresh and forever? And from what you've said, that basically the original dance has been kind of lost, but it's continued to be a wellspring for creations, for new artists and for the contemporary modern works. It continues to speak to them.
Yeah, the Joffrey Company did a rather rigorous reconstruction of the original dances as best they could, and some of the design concepts and costuming that Nijinsky used back in 1913. A number of choreographers have been drawn to this music because of the visceral power of the expressiveness. And Marie Chouinard is not the only one who's done her own choreography to this music. Readers of Dance Magazine, there's a 5-page spread in this month's issue about 10 choreographers who have grappled with The Rite of Spring.
But it's something that still speaks to them very avidly, the music part that
absolutely
inspires them to make something of it.
It's elegant music. It's primal music in many ways. Marie Chouinard takes a design concept that will be, I think, rather radical for Lehigh Valley viewers. In The Rite of Spring, the men and the women are both attired in the same style with just a very brief tunic around their loins. So the women are dancing topless throughout the piece. Various appendages and props are attached to their arms and torsos that invoke the world of animals, you know, antlers and spikes and protuberances of different sorts. It's a really modernistic statement for the visual impact of the look of the dancers as well as the movement to the music. The original notion of the Rite of Spring, and this Stravinsky went back to some of the early nature myths of his native Russia, and it was the awakening, the appeal to the rebirth of spring, but in a very cult-like way, pre-modernist. He took some of the musical language from pre-16th century folkloric music from Russia. And the second half of his The Sacrifice, and the story of the storyline of the ballet is that a young girl or lady is sacrificed to appease the gods and to kind of seal the prayer for the return of spring.
Director of the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus, Ellis Finger, where this Wednesday, March 13th, Marie Chouinard and her dance company present The Rite of Spring with dramatic restaging at 8 p.m. in the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus. The box office number for more information is 610-330-5009. More information also available at williamscenter.lafayette.edu. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.